Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. Starting in the world of West Delaware girls basketball from last night at home inside Seedorf Gymnasium. The Hawks had a quick start with a 5-0 run out of the gate, but fell behind 21-16 at the end of one quarter. They outscored Jessup 16-12 in that second frame, only trailing by one at halftime, 33-32. Thanks to outstanding shooting by senior Kennedy Klosterman. She had six threes, 18 of her team high, 24 points in that first half. The consistent offense continued for the Hawks in the third quarter in dominating defense as they outscored Jessup 24-2. Taking a 56-35 lead heading into the fourth quarter. The Jayhawks tried to mount a comeback, but the Hawks were able to hang on as Jessup outscored them 12-8 in that fourth period, 64-47 the final. Kennedy Klosterman added three-pointers, numbers 7 and 8 in the second half. Number 7 tied her for the all-time record of 7 three-pointers in a game by a West Delaware girls basketball player dating back to the 2014-15 season when Casey Palmer did it. Number 8 broke the record for most three-pointers ever in a contest. Elsewhere for the Hawks, Brooke Krogman had 18 points, 12 for Susie Funky, 4 for Nora Payton, 2 apiece for Olivia Schulte, Josie McMahon, and Kiara Emerson. The 64 points was the most points the Hawks have scored in a game so far this season as they improved the record to 5-9, 2-2 in non-conference play. In the game that took 1 hour and 7 minutes, it featured 2 ties and 3 lead changes. Lainey Pilcher led Jessup with 26 points, 8 for Peyton Bowes, 6 for Adriana Bolden, Sailor Youngblood had 3, and Sage Bain had 2. The Hawks will hit the road but stay with non-conference action tonight as they travel to Waverly to take on the Gohawks of Waverly Shell Rock, another ranked opponent. Number 9, WSR, is 8-3. Bill Logan and I will have all the coverage tonight around 6:15 right here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app, the first of our West Delaware girls boys varsity doubleheader tonight. Elsewhere in the coverage area from last night, Central City fell on the road in Dunkerton 59-38. On the boys side, Maquoketa Valley lost at home in Delhi to Albernett 60-38. In the West Delaware boys matchup tonight against Waverly Shell Rock, the Hawks come in with a record of 8-5. The Gohawks are 8-3, the number 10 team in Class 3A. That game will begin about 20 minutes after the girls' contest is over, around 7:45 tonight. Again, all the audio coverage live from Waverly tonight right here from KMCH Sports. Speaking of high school boys basketball rankings, the latest rankings released from the Iowa High School Athletic Association yesterday afternoon. In Class 1A, number 1 is Grandview Christian still. The Northland Lynx at 12-0, number 2. Bellevue Marquette is number 9. In Class 2A, Central Lion is number 1. The Albernett Pirates at 12-1, number 6. In Class 3A, number 1 is Bondurant Farrar. Number 3, Cedar Rapids Xavier, dropping 2 slots. Number 7, Marion, who is 10-3. And in Class 4A, Cedar Rapids Kennedy is number 1. Dubuque Senior at number 8. In top 25 men's college basketball from yesterday, number 3 Purdue just getting by Michigan State 64-63. It was number 17 Miami over Syracuse 82-78. Number 18 College of Charleston passed William & Mary 82-54. And number 24 FAU defeats Western Kentucky 76-62. In the NBA, these winners, the LA Lakers, Boston, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Golden State, Toronto in overtime, Atlanta, Utah, and Memphis. In the NHL, these teams victorious, Florida, Boston, Colorado, Tampa Bay, New Jersey in a shootout, Dallas, the New York Rangers in overtime, Pittsburgh and Washington both winning, St. Louis and Nashville also victors. In the National Football League, the final wild card game was played on Monday Night Football last night in Tampa as the Dallas Cowboys win their first road game in the playoffs since 1993 as they take down the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31-14. That gives us our final piece to the divisional round playoff pairings coming up next weekend as the San Francisco 49ers will host the Cowboys on Sunday at 5:30. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good rest of your Tuesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.